we have 50 years of a rich history here at Smith Mountain Lake. Actually, the dam closed and started backing the water up in October of 1963 and reached full pond. We had a full lake for the first time on March the 5th in 1966. That's why we're looking at 2016 as our 50th anniversary. But what we're doing primarily is to solicit ideas from members of the community about how they would like to celebrate the 50th anniversary and to put together teams of people who are interested and passionate about those particular ideas to pursue them and to bring them to fruition in about 24 months' time now. The 50th anniversary is actually the 50th summer of making memories at Smith Mountain Lake, and we want to make this one the best summer ever. And to do that, we're, one, looking to ramp up all of the activities that are normally underway, like the wine festival, like the charity home tour, the antique boat show, the multiple fishing tournaments that occur, the dragon boat race. Take every one of these things that would normally happen and make it a larger, more public event than they would be otherwise. Then in addition to that, we have a number of fun things. One person came up with the idea of creating a mascot for the lake, probably a bass, and having those cast in fiberglass and located all around the lake and painted different ways in front of different businesses. Another idea has been to create 50 miles of bike trails for cyclists to have marked bicycle trails all around the lake where they could get nice views of the water and not have to worry about where it is. Another one along those lines is creating more of a sense of place about Smith Mountain Lake. Right now, unless you're very familiar with the area, the way you know you get near the lake is you see a sign that says road ends 1.31 miles. What we would like to do is to work to have some sort of signage that indicates to visitors to the area that they're actually getting close to Smith Mountain Lake and that these roads that they're on would access Smith Mountain Lake. What we need more than anything else is to get more people involved, because we have a lot of good ideas. None of them are really that expensive as far as cost to make happen. But what we need are folks who are willing to take on an idea and run with it. For example, to take the bike routes as an example, Virginia Department of Transportation actually sets aside 1.5% of their road maintenance budget for bicycle trails. There are people in both Lynchburg and in Salem who are charged with making this happen in their respective regions. It's just that to do this takes time. It takes someone to get on the phone, to bird dog it, and spend time talking to the powers that be and help them to understand why this is really a great way for them to spend the money that they have. So more than anything else, what we need are some local citizens to step up and say, you know, I'd like to lead one of these activities. And if they're willing to do that, then we, through the Chamber of Commerce at Smith Mountain Lake, we can provide them an organizational home from which to work, and the backing and the official nature of it to make it easier for them to accomplish that work. And I'd like to add, if somebody has an idea of something that they thought we always needed to have in this region, and I don't just mean along the shores of Smith Mountain Lake, I'm talking about the greater Roanoke region, greater Lynchburg region that would include the lake, if someone has an idea of something that they would have always wanted to do but never really had a good excuse to try to run with it, now's the time to run with it. If they've got an idea, it doesn't need to be on our list. If it relates to this region at all and life in this region, we would be happy to welcome them into our steering committee And again, they could use the 50th anniversary of Smith Mountain Lake as an excuse and a lever to have a deadline and a purpose for a reason to accomplish what it is that they had in mind. But over the course of these 50 years, the lake changed dramatically. You know, in the beginning, it was just a bunch of woods and water. And then there were some trailers and some fishing cabins, and then people started building larger houses. Then we started getting more commercial services, and businesses came and went, and now we have this very vibrant, robust community that we call Smith Mountain Lake today. Over the course of those 50 years, there have been water ski tournaments, there have been fishing tournaments, there have been sailing regattas, there have been all kinds of sporting events, the opening of the state park, the opening of the first grocery store, the opening of the first coffee shop. Lots of things happened during this time that we don't have photos of. And what Barb and the chamber are doing is they're actually putting together a commemorative calendar of events, or calendar for the 50th anniversary. And so in that calendar, we need two sorts of things. One is we need photos of life on and around the lake as it developed over those 50 years. And then we also need dates of significant events that can be incorporated into the dates on the calendar. So what we're looking for is anyone from the surrounding region who has photographs or specific memory, or shall we say memory of specific dates of activities, that they would share that with Barb at the Chamber of Commerce in order to help populate this calendar.
The calendar actually is a specific project that I'm working on that will include both old historic photographs from before the lake was created, during the time it was being built. We have some great construction photographs courtesy of AEP that show how it was built and people that were working on building the dam at the time. Those historical photos are going to be included, as well as the beautiful glamour shots of Smith Mountain Lake that we know today. And actually, we're starting to work on that project very soon. Probably by this fall, we will have that all prepared so that it can then go on the market at retailers around the lake starting as early as next spring. And let me give the phone number for that at the Smith Mountain Lake Chamber of Commerce is 540-721-1203.
At the end of the day, this 50th anniversary of Smith Mountain Lake is going to be what the people of the Roanoke, Lynchburg, Smith Mountain Lake region and the businesses in this region want to make of it. Now, it can be a really large, elaborate affair, or it can be something more modest. Obviously, all of us who are blessed enough to have the opportunity to spend our days on and around this lake are really excited about it. And we hope that people will really use this opportunity to showcase what this region has to offer. And it truly is the jewel of the Blue Ridge.